Chapter 2. Tyler Beaumont's heart pounded heavily in his chest. He had never been so scared in all his born days. And he had faced the notorious slaver and killer Ephraim Swan up in no man's land. Victoria Monfort tilted her beautiful face up to his and said,
"What was it you wanted to ask me, Tyler?"
Beaumont tried not to gulp. He felt like the swing on the front porch of the Monfort home had suddenly turned into a bucking bronco and was threatening to pitch him into the air. His stomach was all tied up in knots, too, just like he was on the back of a sunfishing horse. He uttered a silent prayer that he could get through this before he threw up all over Victoria's shiny buttoned shoes. Texas Rangers were supposed to be fearless, he reminded himself. Charge hell with a bucket of water and all that. The badge on his chest, a star in a circle carved out of a Mexican 5-peso piece, meant something, dadgummit. That proud Ranger heritage wasn't helping him a whole heap at the moment, however.
"Well," Victoria said, "cat got your tongue, Tyler?"
She was playing with him, he told himself. She knew good and well what all his hemming and hawing had been leading up to. But she had a mischievous streak in her, and she was enjoying his discomfort. It was a beautiful Texas summer night, warm without being too oppressively humid. A honeysuckle bush grew at the end of the porch, and its sweet fragrance filled the air. A couple of night birds sang in the oak trees in the yard. You could look for a year and not find a more perfect evening for what Beaumont had in mind. So why couldn't he just go ahead and spit it out before the damned ring burned a hole in his pocket?
"Really, Tyler?"
Victoria said as the smile disappeared from her face and was replaced by a solemn expression.
"If you have something to say to me, you should just go ahead and say it. It's all right. Really."
Beaumont took a deep breath and blurted out, "Victoria, will you marry me?" Then, before she could reply, he went on,
"Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I did it all wrong, didn't I? I'm so blamed stupid."
He slipped off the swing and went to one knee in front of her. As he caught hold of her hands, he hurried on, "Victoria, will you do..."